They found the centaur. I think the search people themselves, while they were quietly confident that they would find the centaur after the last few days' events, were a little bit surprised, actually, that it turned up. If you were following the search director's blog on the state government website, on Thursday you would have read he thought that his luck or their luck was running out. On Friday, he reported that some of the search equipment was lost. On Saturday, they found it again, and then yesterday morning David Mearns, the search director, wrote that the wreck location is approximately 30 miles due east of the southern tip of Moreton Island in 2,059 metres of water. So that's great news for especially those people who had relatives, family members on the Centaur. Richard Jones is the president of the Centaur Association. Hi, Richard.
Good morning. How are you, Pat?
Good, thanks. When you first heard that it was found, what did you feel?
I felt like many others in our association, a feeling of elation, surprise, and then it sinks in. You feel a bit of grief, and then you come back up again. So yesterday, I think for all of us, has been a real roundabout of emotions, from great excitement to great sadness.
Before the announcement, you kept in touch with the search and reading the blog from the search director and all that kind of stuff. Were you confident?
Hopeful, I think, is probably a better word for it. I had a lot of confidence in David and his team, and I hope they're still listening, because congratulations, guys. I wasn't confident. There was some conflicting information about where it might be, and David outlined the difficulty of the area in searching. But I was quietly hopeful, and certainly very relieved now it has been found.
Tell us your story and why it means so much to you.
Well, can I just preface that by saying that our association's main object is to support the survivors, of which there are still three, and the relatives and friends of those who are on the boat. Now, my uncle was a doctor on the ship. He was a doctor with the 2nd 12th Field Ambulance. It was, were in fact passengers going up to Cairns, or that's where they were supposed to end up, to go to camp in the Atherton Tablelands, and then the ship was going to continue, I believe, up to New Guinea and pick up patients from up there.
And how did the news of the disaster affect your family?
I was very young at the time, so I have no recollection of it. My older brother does. It affected the family very, very deeply, as you might imagine. And families today, if I can digress for a moment, the servicemen in current war situations are going through the same process.
Mm.
You lose someone, they've done it in the better interests of their country and because they feel it's the right thing to do, and then they're gone.
And what does it mean to know that a family member has died, but not know exactly where their final resting place is? I mean, what does knowing exactly where the centaur is, what does that do for you and the families?
Well, it gives a fixed location where you know the family member lies today. And the other important point is, with the finding of the Sydney and the Titanic and various other vessels, these great depths, in some cases, commercial people have gone in and removed objects, and we don't want that happening with Centaur. We want to protect it. And now it's known where it is, it can be watched over and declared a protected area, historic shipwreck, and that'll give the protection we're looking for.
You mentioned there were three survivors who are still alive. Martin Pash is one of them, and he's in Melbourne these days. Have you had a chance to talk to any of the survivors since the find yesterday?
No, I haven't. Two of them are in fairly elderly, and they're in care, and Martin is the really only active one, and I believe he is up in Brisbane at the moment.
Oh, okay, right. I read a newspaper report suggesting he was in Melbourne at the time, but perhaps he is in Brisbane.
Well, he might have travelled there yesterday.
It could well have done too. Good to talk to you this morning. Thanks very much for sharing your thoughts, and I suppose it's a really nice feeling for all relatives and associates of those who have who lost their lives in the Centaur. So it's a chapter closed.
It is indeed, and we're very appreciative of all those who have brought it to this particular point, from the Prime Minister, Premier of Queensland, David Mearns and his crew, and everyone else who's assisted.
Great, Richard. Thank you. Richard Jones, who's the president of the Centaur Association.